Let's go over here, Jeff. Sorry, Coach.
Pedro, first of all, welcome to Chicago. I'm sure that you looked this roster up and down, and of course, being in the same division with this team, what would you think, from your perspective, would be the most pressing needs that you would like to see filled on this team?
Well, we got to improve defensively, obviously, and I feel that fundamentally we got to improve. And again, I go back to the intensity level and the energy that we got to bring to our preparation. This is a very good club. It's a club that's prepared to win, to do great things. And I personally just I'm gonna be a stickler to the preparation, the energy. It's gonna get us where we want to go. These guys are gonna come to play every single night. You know, as far as adding and subtracting from our roster, we haven't really gotten there yet. I think we will at some point here in the next couple weeks, but. I just think this club is prepared to do great things, and I think with a few adjustments on just the mental side of it and the approach to our practices and our preparation, it's going to be sufficient.
Would you like to see Jose Abreu in your future?
I think all 30 managers want to see a Jose Abreu in their in their lineup. He's obviously a guy from the other side that when you see him play. He comes to play every day, he works hard, he plays hurt, he performs, he's performed for a long time. But again, we have to sit down and see how this roster shakes out in the next couple of weeks and beyond and see where we go from there.
Pedro, as far as Montoya goes, I'm curious if you have a past relationship with him, and in any case, what stood out to you as a head coach?
We've spoken a few times, but I just have so much respect for him and what he's done in the game. Here's a guy that was in the minor leagues for a long time as a minor league manager, got an opportunity to get to the big leagues. He was a bench coach for Tampa. He's extremely smart, bilingual, got a chance to manage in the American League East. I'm really excited to bring him on board. I think he's going to help. Us, he's going to help me tremendously.
How important do you think it is to have someone who's done the managerial, been in that seat before for your first go around the big leagues in this position?
You'll hear me say this 1,000 times. If I'm the smartest guy in the room, we got a problem. I think it's extremely important. This guy's done it, right? He's done it the last 3 years. He's had success. I'm really happy to have him on board.
You'll share over here, Jim.
Thanks. Hi, Pedro. Cheryl Reyes-Stout with WBEC Radio. As far as your staff, your coaching staff, what attributes are you looking for in some of the coaches you want to hire?
Communication skills is the most important thing for me. And a lot of these guys that we're discussing are bilingual. Relational skills is extremely important. They got to be detailed. Their work ethic's got to be off the charts. Creativity is important. You can't stay the same. You gotta keep moving forward, attacking margins. So there are some attributes we're looking at. But to start communication skills are the top of the list.
How do you like to work with your staff? Do you like them autonomy, or do you like them to be part of it all the time?
We're all in this thing together. I anticipate everybody feeling comfortable going out of their lane with respect. I anticipate that. I want that. I want people telling me, I want our staff telling me what they feel we need to do on a daily basis that's going to improve us and prepare us to play. I think it's going to be an enjoyable environment where they're going to be free and comfortable to go out and teach and do what they do best.
Hey, Lamont. You mentioned the journey that you took to get here. Just what was that moment like when you got the call that you're going to be the Sox manager?
It was extremely emotional. I've been in this game a long time, and all I ever wanted to do was manage a baseball team, right? And it didn't matter if it was the minor leagues or the big leagues. I wanted to manage. This game has a tendency to kind of grab you and take you other places, and if you don't check yourself, you're going to end up somewhere where your passion doesn't sit, right? And that's where I was. You know, this game took me to a scouting world. Then it brought me back to managing, took me to a field coordinator, and then it grabbed me and took me into the front office. And I was excited for a little bit, but after a couple, two, 3 years, you know, that's not where my passion was. It's here on the field, it's wearing this uniform. And thank God I have them right there that they just made all the sacrifices in the world for me to be able to continue to do this, and here we are.
John? Yeah, you talked about that first meeting, and you know, Rick, I'm curious what he said or what he kind of gave off that made you so convinced he might be the guy. And Pedro, I was kind of curious your approach to going to that meeting. You wanted to be a manager for a long time. What was your approach, and what did you kind of want to? How did you want to market yourself, I guess, to this?
You know, I think in that first meeting, where he essentially knocked our socks off. We obviously had done a fair amount of due diligence beforehand on all of these guys. It's part of the reason he was part of the eight that we decided to sit down with. And I had heard a great deal from people who had worked with him before, former players who had been with him, about his sort of special level of communication, his level of empathy for players, his ability to not sort of have broad proclamations of this is how who we are, but understanding each individual what they need in order to achieve. I also understood that he was heavily involved in some pregame preparation and in terms of crafting sort of an offensive attitude for the team. And those were sort of points that I wanted to follow up and find out if they were real or not. Obviously, you're not hiring someone's reputation or who they worked for their credentials. You're hiring the man in this instance. And coming out of that meeting, he came across as the real deal when it comes to connecting with people, motivating them, crafting a detail-oriented plan for winning a ballgame. And it really just clicked. I think that first meeting was, at least internally, you probably know this, was supposed to be about 90 minutes, and I think we met for about almost 3.5 hours that day. It was just a hell of a conversation. As I said, as we walked out of there, the bar was set extremely high for everyone else, and frankly, I had to check myself a couple of times to make sure I was going into subsequent interviews, with a fully open mind. Jeremy and Getsy and Daniel did a good job sort of keeping me on track with that. Because, lots get driven back to Pedro.
You know, for me, this is, I think, my fifth or sixth interview with different clubs. So what I got to do is just grab all my experiences and put them together. I talk about all the things that I've done. I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change a thing. I know it's taken a long time for me to get to this seat, but I wouldn't change a thing because every job I've done in this game have given me the resources to be able to troubleshoot anything that may come my way. I may not have the answer, but at some point, somewhere in a job that I had before, I'll find a way to troubleshoot whatever comes my way. So having interviews with different clubs, my approach remained the same. I just go in there and be who I am, what I really believe. Empathy is a big part of this thing. Communication is a big part of it. And basically my message is, you're seeing the guy today who you're going to see February 1st, the first day of spring training. I'm not going to sell you something that might sound good today, and then all of a sudden, I'm somebody else when the time comes. That's not who I am. Who you see here sitting today is who you're going to see on February 1st, who you're going to see in June or July. And sometimes teams like that, sometimes they don't. But I can't change. I can't change that. And all I can do is just go in there and talk about what I'm going to do and who I am.
James.
Could you kind of talk more about the process? I think you guys were the last team to fill your vacancy. Obviously, you took your time and it was extensive. Is this the most extensive process you've been part of? And you talked about also learning about your organization through it. So in broad strokes, I imagine what you kind of learned about the organization through this process. And I think a lot of people latched on to you talking about looking at recent winning organizations. So how did you kind of discern the quality of the paper brought from, you know, Royals' recent struggles and whether or not anything is connected?
Don't tell people this town that 2015, 2016 was a long time ago. You have to tell them pretty upset. A few things there. First, you asked about the process. Again, it was very extensive. It was at one point, actually, I think about two-thirds of the way through it, I was on the phone with Jerry, and we were talking through the candidates and where things sat, what was coming next. He said, "You know what this you know what this process reminds me of?" And frankly, I could have gone either way. Didn't quite know the chairman where he was going at that point, but he said, "This reminds me of the process the Bulls used when we hired our attorneys," and that made me proud. That, you know, because although we did not necessarily coordinate with them or get any sort of blueprint from them, I know that they went about it in a way where they were open-minded, looked outside the organization, got recommendations from a numerous or diverse group of individuals from around the game, and wound up making a, what at least in my opinion, is a sensational hire over there. So that that was good feedback, you know, midway through this process. We learned that a lot of our, again, talking to people that prepared to play us in recent years, you heard sort of that dichotomy between who we were in 20, even 19, 20, part of 21, to what we became in the latter half of 21 and 22. A lot of that was sort of confirmation for what we thought we were seeing, but in sort of hearing what you were able to observe from the other dugout or what you were doing to prepare for us off of video and advancing, it became evident that there was a number of things in terms of our internal pregame processes and how we go about our business that needed to be tightened up. It's one thing to say, you know, we're not fundamentally strong and defensively strong, we need to run the bases better. It's good to hear a fresh perspective on how we're going to go about improving those. Again, you know, those shortcomings weren't for the lack of talent or lack of dedication from those coaches that may no longer be part of the staff. Hitting coach in particular, you know, we had a great deal of success back in 20 with multiple silver sluggers. You heard me talk about our offensive prowess in 21. Hitting coach is just difficult job, has the shortest shelf life in the game of all the positions, and there does come a point where you need to make a change in that regard, despite the past success and talent of the individual, just because the message isn't getting through anymore. Coming up with different ways to address that and to deliver a solid message, whether it's tweaking the message or tweaking the drills and the prep work and how we go about preparing for an opponent, it was good to get some fresh perspectives on that as well.
David?
Pedro, you talk a lot about energy and intensity, a lot of old school principles you're going to bring here as the manager. How do you feel about the new modern baseball, integrating analytics and using those with the kind of the approach that you just described?
Analytics is a big part of the game. I mean, I'm well versed in analytics. That's going to set the foundation for a baseball game, how to navigate a baseball game, there's no doubt. Team that we'll bring in for the hitting, they're going to be well versed in analytics too. Their program's going to be geared for, you know, pitchers with vert and horizontal movement, and, you know, so on and so forth. So analytics is a big part of this thing, and it's going to lay the foundation on how we approach a given pitcher or a given team that particular night. However, these are humans, they're not robots, and you know, things change, and we got to be able to make adjustments. And, you know, given my experience of managing in winter ball and dealing with analytics, I feel like we'll have a good base on what we need to do in any given situation in a ball game, whether it's analytically or dealing with the human element.
Thank you. Hey, Rick, while you were going through the managerial hire process, you had a month to digest what happened, you know, this past season. Maybe you digested it longer than a month. But when you look at the roster moving forward, do you have a, in broad strokes, an idea of what you need to make? You know, I think people are trying to guess if you make, you know, wholesale, but significant changes or kind of supplement and add on to what you have in place right now.
I think we view this as still a very championship caliber core. Obviously, we had significant regression across the board in several key players. I think job one is figuring out which of those are correctable and how we're going to get them back on track and performing at the levels that we previously saw and that I think was reasonable to project them for last season before they fell off. If we're able to accomplish that with numerous players, wholesale changes or a radical shift in directions is by no means necessary. Are there areas where we need to improve? Absolutely, we've hit on that already today, whether it's from regaining our offensive approach, staying healthier, those are two keys to our success going forward. But improving ourselves defensively, how we run the bases, a little better lineup balance and approach to each of that is called for as well. Whether that comes from internal improvement or external additions, ultimately we're hoping that's a combination of both. But we don't view this as drastic wholesale changes on the horizon. We need to get these guys back to the level they're capable of playing at.
And you're talking about the regression in certain players, and you say to figure that out. I mean, it's got to be figured out kind of quickly, right? And I mean, how do you put a finger on it, or what if it is fixable?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
I said, you know, you have to decide quickly if you can fix the regression. So how do you figure out whether it is or isn't fixable?
I mean, there's certainly an analytical element to that in terms of looking at the underlying performance and what's replicable, repeatable going forward, or what's, you know, a cause of concern. There's the health element. We have to understand exactly, you know, what guys are potentially dealing with going forward and how we can project their health and availability going forward. But then there's also, look, the roster, we had a few guys playing out of position last year, just out of the way the roster fit together, and then driven even more significantly due to the injuries. We want to avoid that going forward. We want to get over to the point where we have guys playing in a role they're more suited for. And if that means we got to make some alterations to the roster from the outside, that's what we'll have to grapple that to go.
You're good, Vinny?
Yeah.
Okay. David, last one.
Rick, Pedro said he had talked to Charlie Montoyo a few times in the past. Was adding him as the bench coach based on his experience your idea or his idea, or how did that come about?
Collaborative. It was something we talked about, I think, in our second meeting. It didn't come up during the first. It came up during the second. Look, Charlie's got a sterling reputation in this game and is viewed as one of the finer bench coaches of the last decade plus or so. Obviously, the world knew he was available. It tends to be a little bit of an insular community, so we knew that there was competition. There were multiple other teams pursuing Charlie. So midway through the interview process, we started talking about potential fits, and we certainly weren't looking to arrange any sort of marriage where the manager wasn't fully on board. It turned out Pedro, I don't know if he raised it first or I raised it first during the second conversation, but it's going to be part of it. Certainly his enthusiasm from the jump was clear.
Pedro, Rick, thank you. Pedro, congratulations. I believe we're going to head out to the field to take some photos, so I think that's the next stop. And then people who are doing the one-on-ones will get set up. But check in with the media relations staff. That's not my ability. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah, all good. Mike, what's up, Howard?